This podcast is for mature audience only. Once you have confirmed you are mature, ask yourself, are you in the correct space physically and mentally to hear my pettiness, corny jokes, colorful language, and quote-unquote wokeness? I am not for speakerphone or work. All of this is for entertainment purposes only. I implore you to do your research, consult your spirit teams, and or other professionals before co-signing to my opinions. Now that our expectations align, get in line with Moments and Q. MOMMAQWE. That's my name, Mama Q. MOMMAQWE. That's my name, Mama Q. Say it fast or slow, don't really matter though. The UE gets him in a tongue tizzy, yo. Head kinda dizzy, bro. Who was she? Mama Q. Mama gave birth, little waist, no girth. Several years ago, no, I don't want mo. Q is a lie, and I tried to align this double entendre. Petty, ha ha, is one of my mantras. Mama Q. I'm the first one in and the first one out. Memphis, Tennessee is my whereabouts. Don't complain, man, saying stick to one topic. I reply, your mind is very myopic with Mama Q. You need better optics picking and choosing and copying me. Are you uninspired? Definitely. No need to whisper gracefully. I like it better off key. Now let's see. Do you remember me? MOMMAQWE. That's my name, Mama Q. MOMMAQWE. That's my name, Mama Q. Hey, hi, it's me, Mama Q. I welcome you to Moments in Q ASMR episode. In this episode, I will titillate your ear with my voice and random sounds. In Q today, 60 seconds of heaven. What's going on? It's Kevin and Croak on the joke.
Sadly, I get it. If they don't have to go through life with the lenses that I use to navigate in the car with me. She couldn't drive, so it made sense. But I didn't know was that they get paid less than minimum wage. And you can't make too much money if you're on disability, which makes no sense to me, because how can you afford to take care of yourself? Now, granted, I don't know how much disability and cost of living, but I can make an assumption that it's not sufficient enough, but that's just an assumption of mine. I don't have to worry about going without sharing in a hotel room because it's made for people who are able. And I recently learned, because again, sadly, it didn't affect me on TikTok, this creator booked an ADA accessible hotel room called to ensure that the room was accessible for him to use his wheelchair. He get there, he has a tub, which means he's not able to take a shower. So like things like that, of course, unfortunately, I wouldn't notice because I'm able-bodied. But at the same time, it's like, damn, that's kind of fucked up for someone to not give a shit about somebody who's disabled to ensure that they have everything that they need. But I guess can't put too much on the workers because they just work there and they may or may not know the different levels of disability that exist. But anyway, I personally hate not knowing the trials and tribulations of others because I don't want to seem out of touch. And like, I don't want to also seem like I'm better. And of course, my therapist will always say that that's up to those people because I can't control nobody but myself. But I don't know, I guess because as a black woman, I know what it's like to always go through trials and tribulations that I never want to forget. That yes, I am quote unquote at the bottom of the totem pole, but there are other people that could quote unquote potentially be at the bottom of the totem pole with me. So it's like, let me not forget them. One thing I know about myself is I'm very empathetic to most people and I try my best to see life from their side. But whites, it needs to be more of y'all being aware. It reminds me of the TikTok I saw that this white woman almost got sucker punched when this black dude was about to wind up his arm to do one of those punch games. I think it's like a strength type of game where you punch the punching bag and it'll tell you how strong you are. I don't know the proper name of it. She lacked situational awareness, which lots of folks suffer. But the bigger part is moving through life with no obstacles, literally and figuratively. So, also in the video was a black person who saw what was happening and moved as expected. You know, if they moved around, was it in the bath? And of course, this white woman did not. And it reminded me of an article that I read many years ago that said, and yes, you know it, I'm paraphrasing, that most white people expect non-whites to get out of their way whenever they're walking. And it made me self-reflect on myself. And so I try to move with the purpose and rudeness if need be when they are in my way. Of course, they won't sit and reflect why like I would. Alright, my boo thing and I've been outside on these date nights and I have enjoyed every single last one of them. The experiences and carefreeness, if that's a word, carefreeness, I think that's a word, on our dates, it's the chef's kiss. I ain't always paying, I'm not stressed, and it's a happy medium. I'm not breaking the bank and the venue, but not being so cheap that there's a nosebleed section and you just there just to say you attend. Cause location, location, location. What else? Oh yeah, I gave and received Reiki. When I received Reiki, it was great. The Reiki master, her intuition was on point, and her suggestions reflected what I felt and struggled with during Reiki. Given long distance, Reiki was interesting to say the least. It was to a friend of mine from work. A thought came into my head not to do it, but it wasn't allowed, so the choice was mine. The session was very difficult. I felt like I connected, then immediately got disconnected. I was humble enough to know that it wasn't a big deal as long as the Reiki energy flowed. I felt like her ancestors, spirits, and or higher self did welcome my Reiki, which again was fine. The bigger thought I had, which I refused to divine on, nor tell her, is I think she has an attachment. Luckily, as usual, I do my protection prayers. I called on lots of protection before we began. I even let her hear the prayers. Now, normally, I say them internally, but I don't know. I felt it in my spirit to share with it out loud this time. So after the Reiki session, we talked about some things and I felt like I was told why the connection felt off and my thoughts on the attachment or not. Will I still do Reiki on her anywhere else or anyone else? Sure, but I think going forward, I definitely need to divine on it. It's giving. I'm giving you the encouragement to make it through the week. Let's tackle eating that elephant together one bite at a time. A Facebook friend of mine talked about dreaming, and in summation, she shared her dream with someone, and the dream was not received well. I hate that that happened. Now, the friend didn't go into details as to why the friend wasn't receptive to the dream. It could be for various reasons, but let's talk about surface level of dreaming. I wholeheartedly believe you shouldn't share your dreams with just anyone and sometimes no one. It depends. Like J. Cole said, if they don't know your dreams, they can't shoot them down. I remember my family shooting down my business ideas without constructive criticism or a valid reason. Just like candles I light, I don't share the wax remnants online anymore. Now, granted, when I did used to share them, I shared them with social media friends I trust, not the public, but still. Your prayers, your workings, your dreams, your manifestations aren't for everyone to consume. Not everyone, duh, is your friend. And if they are your friend, not everyone will be happy if your dreams come true. It sucks, but I want to encourage you to keep dreaming anyway. Dream for the future. Dream for the silly things. But damn it, just dream. Like, dreaming in a literal sense is my favorite thing to do. I love doing things in my dreams I wouldn't dare do in public or allowed to. Because, duh, flying in your dreams as a human doesn't exist, but dreams can be the answers from your subconscious that you consciously asked for or wondered. Dreams with sleep helps does wonder for your body, psychic, so don't be afraid to dream, write, reflect, and keep it silent if need be. Let's get it popping. I blow out the bubbles surrounding pop culture and talk about it. So, University of Memphis will allow Kyle Rittenhouse to speak on their campus, which I disagree with, but I understand why they must allow it because of the right to bear arms. I mean, the right of freedom of speech. Here is their quote, begin quote. As a public institution, the University of Memphis must uphold its obligation to adhere to the principles of the First Amendment and Tennessee Campus Free Speech Act. Due to this obligation, the university cannot legally prohibit the event from taking place, end quote. And they go on to say the university is not sponsoring the event. It's a registered group on campus that's sponsoring. And, I don't like it at all. And that's when the pettiness, or in this case, evilness of people come out with the amendment rights. If you don't know about Rittenhouse, Google it. I like how some local politicians are bringing awareness of the event and encouraging people to sign up for free tickets in hopes of having an empty ground. That pettiness I can get behind. I don't really have much to talk about this. Rittenhouse intentionally did what he did. Crocodile teared, cried on the stand. People supported it. He got acquitted. And now, like dude who murdered Trayvon Martin, he can profit off his kill. That's American capitalism and black hate at its finest. So, speaking of white folks profiting off of blacks, everyone's favorite wigger that lots of black folks invited to the cookout, which I won't ever attend that cookout, said the N-word, hard E-R. Can you guess who it is? Paula Deen. Yeah, she said it some years ago. But I want you to try again. Jane Elliott, ding, 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 ding. She said it. So Jane Elliott, a white woman, became popular with her blue eyes and brown eyes treatment to show people that they are racist.
She was also on an episode of The Red Table. People love her. Black folks invited her to the cookout, called her an ally. There was a Facebook post I remember reading some years ago from Dash, and I'm paraphrasing it per usual. But the status says something along the lines that Jane Elliott is profiting off of blackness and taking away money from black people that are really doing the work. And of course, in the comments, there was a debate about it. But that status gave me a aha moment. I never realized it before. I assumed she was meaning Elliott was an ally. She spoke to white folks about their racism and prejudice. Then a white friend of mine that I believe too is an ally told me that despite being an ally, every day he has to remind himself of the racism that was embedded in him since childhood. It's like similar to therapy, where it's a daily struggle / reminder that you're not fully healed, but you're working towards progress. Therefore, I'm not surprised that Jane has said the hard ER and tried to gaslight everybody instead of an apology. Or, in this case, a pile of lies. So the clip I saw, she was talking to people in a group setting. And this black person said, "People think I'm angry." She was like, "Huh?" He repeated, "People say, think I'm angry." Then she said, "I thought you said bleep, hard ER. And look, for me, I don't say ER. I try not to say the A, and I'm for damn sure will not allow any white people say it in my presence. As always, my therapist said I can have different boundaries for different people." Anyway, someone tried to call Jane out for it. She asked the black person if they were offended. His response was no. So Jane says, "You shouldn't be offended, skirt." I disagree. Anyone can feel offended at any time. I don't give a fuck if the black person wasn't offended. I am. For me, the arrogance and nerve of Jane felt like she can say that word. And I think she said in hopes of, quote unquote, correcting him. The fuck? Nah. So no matter how much of an ally or work you are, you can still show your isms and say racial epithets in the comfort of your home or around others because you aren't like the others. Oh, and the way she smoothly said it, I bet you she believes she ain't like the other ones. Lastly, TikTok is being threatened to be banned again by the U.S. because too many people are profiting and educating themselves. The politicians want a piece of the pie. At one point, I was anti-TikTok till I had another light bulb moment. The USA already got my info and the info of others, but they draw the line when it's in an Asian country. Okay. Oh, yeah, wait. My bad. I lied. I'm not done. Here's my last one. So Christians talking about spiritual people on Facebook. I was going to talk about this meme today I saw, but I will save it for Saturday's podcast episode. I don't want to bash Christians back to back. So instead, I will end this segment of pop culture talking about a world tour with Muhammad, my man, going each and every place with the mic in my hand. New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, VA. We're on a war tour with Muhammad, my man, going each and every place with the mic in their hand. Oakland, LA, San Fran, St. John. Nah, seriously, I saw on Facebook that there's a tour going on in Memphis high schools where it's called the Ignite Tour. We'll beg high schoolers to join their cult. I mean, to give their life to God. I'm against it, of course, because I believe religion has no place in our high schools if other religions and or spiritualities aren't welcome in high school. They know no other place should be. Don't forget, last year Christians went on a Christian protest because of the after school club hosted by the Satanic Club in Cordova, which is a quote unquote suburb of Memphis, Tennessee. To me, it's never about saving the souls or allowing freedom of speech and religion. I feel like it's always about fear mongering, brainwashing, and coercing people to believe in Sky Daddy whilst admonishing those that don't believe that eternal fire and damnation awaits them. And to me, that's cultish behavior coming from a baby religion. It's like the youngest child saying, "Look at me, look at me, look at me, I want attention." Like, grow up, other religions already got thousands of years on you. Croak on the joke. That's where I give you my bestest joke.
Thank you for taking a moment out of your day to listen to my antics and or encouragement. If you desire more moments in Q, you can follow my IG and TikTok, Hey Hi Q. Want to support my black small business? You can visit my website, heyhiq.com, for products and services. Hey Hi Q is spelled HayHiQueue. Donate to the podcast on my Buzzsprout page, Moments in Q. You can read this episode's transcripts on my Buzzsprout page as well. Please rate, comment, subscribe, and share this episode on whichever platform you are listening to, and tell all your other adult friends. You can email me to give me an AAR or to become my pen pal. My email is mamaq@heyhiq.com. Don't worry, all of these call to actions are listed in the show notes. Never forget, I'm way too busy to ever DM you first talking about your ancestors sent for me. They didn't, and neither did I. Laters.